Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. Overnight in Iran, Israel launched a series of airstrikes in what it says was retaliation for missile attacks on it earlier this month. There are worries now over further escalation of hostilities there. More from the BBC's Yolande Snell.
Israel said it targeted Iran's air defenses with dozens of fighter jets and then sites used to manufacture and launch drones and ballistic missiles. Israel appears to have heeded warnings from its closest ally, the US, to avoid Iran's more sensitive oil and nuclear facilities, with fears that doing so could trigger a full-blown regional war.
CBS's Willie James Inman at the White House.
The US was not involved in this operation. Now, President Biden has been briefed on the situation, and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with his Israeli counterpart to emphasize the enhanced force posture the US has taken to defend American assets, Israel, and partners in the region.
Just over a week until the election, and both presidential candidates are lighting it up on the campaign trail. Republican nominee Donald Trump is rallying today in battleground Pennsylvania and Michigan. Last night in Michigan, he said,
I'm leading a movement of optimism and confidence and hope, and I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again, because there's nothing to be excited with these idiots.
Democrat Kamala Harris is rallying today with Michelle Obama in Michigan. Last night, she hosted a star-studded rally in Houston featuring Beyonce.
We're all part of something much bigger. We must vote.
Harris, focusing on reproductive rights, told the crowd,
and we are fighting for an America where no matter who you are, where you live, you can make decisions about your own body for yourself.
Millions of Americans have already voted, and some 16 million have already sent in mail-in ballots. But in Colorado, election officials say they detected about a dozen that were sent in fraudulently. CBS's Chanel Call with more.
An investigation was launched by the Mesa County Clerk's Office, leading them to find some of the rejected ballots appearing to be signed by the same person. Election officials are now re-examining every ballot return envelope that's been turned in.
The FBI says Russians made a widely viewed video falsely showing mail-in ballots for Donald Trump being destroyed in Pennsylvania. The agency says it believes the video was manufactured and amplified by Russian actors as part of an attempt to cause divisions among Americans this election. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kewaunee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kewaunee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The so social dynamic of speaking out. It may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello, good morning. Welcome, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 on your radio dial. We're also streaming 24/7 on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download that and put it on your phone. My name is Seth, and if you've forgotten who I was, I don't blame you. It has been a while since we've been able to do this show, everyone. Badger football. The good news is all those Badger games were actually really good games. So that's okay. I can handle missing that because all those great Badger games. In fact, they have another very important game tonight. We will be broadcasting that right here on WFHR. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But mostly, this show is all about you, ladies and gentlemen. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you're looking to chat about events happening all throughout Central Wisconsin, and trust me, we have a lot of them, especially this weekend. And then, of course, heading into Halloween this week, it's going to be busy times here in Wisconsin Rapids and points all around the compass. Anything else you want to talk about? 424-2600. That is what we are here for on Over the Back Fence. Speaking of sports, let's get into a little bit of that right now, at least sports that we'll be broadcasting on this station and our sister station, WIRI 105.5. Like I said today, before I get into that, I really quick wanted to give a big shout out to the Nakusa Papermakers on their very good season. Unfortunately, it ended last night in Abbotsford. They lost the first round of the playoffs, and they will be done for the season. In fact, we are all done for football on WIRI for the season. No more teams to be played, or no more games to be played from the teams here in Central Wisconsin. So Nakusa wrapped up their season last night, as did Port Edwards. They were also defeated in the first round of the playoffs. No more teams from right around here in Southwood County will be moving on to the playoffs, but a big shout out to all the teams this year. They had a couple of teams had rough schedules, but they were able to win their final game. Both Assumption and Lincoln were able to do that, which big kudos to them. At least they get to end on a high note, and then Nakusa, of course, having a very good year going into the first round of playoffs, ending it there, and Port Edwards as well. Big shout out to all of those schools, all of those programs, and we will be bringing you those games again next fall, as we are your home, or I shouldn't say we are, WFHR, WIRI is your home for high school sports, which means, yes, we have basketball on the way. We have maybe some high school hockey on the way, something, and some other things. Maybe we'll see what we can squeeze in at the end of November when basketball starts and all those other winter sports get underway. We are very excited to bring you those sports. We have other sports on WIRI as well. They are your home for the River Kings for all the home hockey games. We will be broadcasting every single one of those on WIRI starting tonight. Home opener tonight, everybody. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Southwood County Rec Center. If you cannot be there in person, and we do encourage you to get your tickets and go check it out. It's a very fun time, fabulous time to enjoy some live hockey. Very good hockey team, by the way, so far. They've been having a very good year, just like last year. Let's go cheer them on. But if you can't make it, tune in to 105.5, and we will have all the action for you. Mike Comer bringing you the action this year. He will be the voice of the River Kings. He's super excited, and we are super excited to bring you all of those home games throughout the season. Tonight at 7, and then tomorrow they've got a special afternoon Sunday game. That is not something they usually do, but they'll have a game starting at noon tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting that game as well as they open up their season against the Hudson Havoc. Looking ahead to our schedule for WFHR, today we do have, of course, the Badger football game, a big one at Camp Randall. They are going to be hosting Penn State. The Nittany Lions are coming to town. The Nittany Lions ranked in the top five, and they will be playing in the unranked Wisconsin. I've been hearing lots of stuff about how this game could surprise a lot of people. I think looking at the way the Badgers have been playing the last couple of weeks, I think they will put up a fight. In fact, there's a good chance they may win this game. So stay tuned. Tune in here at 4:30 for the pregame. 5:30 is the kickoff. Prime time football for the Badgers this weekend. Looking ahead to next week, in terms of sports programming, we do have quite a bit of stuff to get into, including, of course, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have Playmakers at 5 o'clock. That is our call-in show. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings. If you want to rant, if you want to ramble, we don't care. Call in 424-2600, 5 o'clock on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for Playmakers. On Tuesday at 7:05, we got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, talking about how the Badgers are doing at the start of their season. And on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we have the first Badgers basketball game of the season. This is the men's team. They're going to be playing UW-River Falls in a non-conference game as they get the season underway. See how the men are going to be doing this year in basketball. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. On Thursday at 6:05 on Halloween, we have the Luke Fickell Show. Seeing how they do after the game this weekend, see how well they do against Penn State. Luke Fickell will give you all the information that you need. And then on Friday, of course, we have Playmakers at 5 o'clock, and that's going to lead right into the men's hockey game because they are taking on Notre Dame next weekend. And they'll join the game in progress at about 6 p.m. So tune in on Friday if you're looking for some more hockey. There will also be depends on. We do not know the time of the Badgers football team game against Iowa on the 2nd of November. We do not know the time yet, so we're going to have to wait and see if it does not conflict with the hockey game. We will have both the football game and the hockey game as the men's take on Notre Dame. The Badgers taking on Iowa, we will see what time that is. We do not know yet, and we will find out hopefully very, very soon. And then looking ahead to the 4th of November, on that Monday, of course, we have Playmakers at 5, and right at 6, they're going to kick off the men's next basketball game against Holy Cross, another non-conference game. So we are getting into the thick now of the winter sports, everyone, both in high school and in college. We still have Badger football to go. We have Playmakers. We have so much sports here in WFHR and WIRI. We are your local home for sports right here in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, we're going to head into our first break here, before we do that, I want to let everyone know we're going to get into several events that are happening today and tomorrow as we head into the week of Halloween, getting ready for some trick-or-treating, everyone. It's going to be a blast, a lot of fun. Make sure we'll have some information about the areas, what trick-or-treat times we have. We'll get that to you as well. And all kinds of good stuff happening. And of course, please call in 424-2600. We are here for you. That is what Over the Back Fence is all about as we head into our first break. We are proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here in Central Wisconsin on WFHR 97.5 FM. locally grown radio.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark, and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today at 423-0539.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
Right now, it's 44.
Way down in the woods beyond the burned out hollow tree. Stands a haunted house where the creatures can be seen. The sun goes down and come around, no beckon by the call. The devil host in carnival.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM on your radio dial and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download that right now, ladies and gentlemen. You can take us anywhere you go, plus one-touch dialing of the 424-2600 number. Easy way to call in for this very show, Over the Back Fence. And it looks like we are in still in need of some calls here. 424-2600, everyone. Do wish you would call up and keep us some company here as we go through all these events that we have going on today and tomorrow and through the week as we head into Halloween. It's almost here. Oh my gosh, this year's just gone way, way, way too fast. But so it goes, ladies and gentlemen. I will be going through this information, but you can call up. While I'm doing that, I'll finish what I'm reading and get to your call as soon as I possibly can. So thank you in advance for calling in, 424-2600. Going on right now in several municipalities here in the area, we have Drug Take Back Day. So I'm going to give you this information now so you can get out there if you're still wanting to participate in this. At the Marshfield City Hall, the Drug Take Back there is hosted by the Marshfield Police Department. That is going until 2 o'clock. It's going right now until 2 o'clock. At Pittsville, this one is going till 12, so you've only got about 40 minutes left if you live in Pittsville. That one is also hosted by the police department in Pittsville. The town of Rome in Adams County is going to be, also Adams County. They're kind of a double dipping on that one. They're going until 2 o'clock. They're going right now till 2 o'clock, hosted by the Rome Police Department. That's the town of Rome. The Port Edwards Fire Department is collecting until 1 p.m. They just started at 11, so get on down there. And that is hosted by the police department in Port Edwards. And the Wisconsin Rapids Pick and Save, that one's going on right now till 2 o'clock, hosted by Grand Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County, all the law enforcement departments are hosting that one, going till 2 p.m. today, right now, at Pick and Save. If you need to have any old medications, ones you don't use anymore, anything disposed of safely, and this is why we do this, so it can be disposed of safely. Don't flush it. Don't just throw it in the garbage. This is the way to do it. Collect that stuff up and go and turn it in. You're going to be helping lots of people with that, everyone. You may not seem like it, but you will be helping lots of people. Let's see here. Going on today, we have a party in Rome. That's right. Party in Rome. At 1 o'clock, go until 3:30, something wicked this way comes. The time has come again for the annual Kids Halloween Party at the Rome Town Center. This event will be going today from 1 to 3 o'clock. It says 3 and 3:30. I got two times on there, so get there at 1. I'll just say that. Things to look forward to, they're going to have trick-or-treating around the square with candy handed out by local businesses and organizations. The petting zoo will be there, including alpacas. If you're an alpaca fan, that's where you go. They're going to have some live music there with a DJ, a photo booth. They're going to have fun games and prizes for best costumes decided after the event. So get in your costumes, kids. Go have some fun in Rome today. Starting at 1 o'clock, they have their Halloween party, their annual Halloween party at the Rome Town Center. It is going to be lots and lots of fun. If you're out there driving around today, everyone, I hope you're checking out Red Shirts all over town, because today is indeed the Day of Caring. We've been talking about this a lot, of course, as it came up, asking people to please participate in this very cool event that we have do every year. Before I came here to the station, I helped out at a yard. It was a lot of fun. We had a nice large group, big yard, but we got it done really quick because we had lots of people helping out. That is what it's all about, everyone. So thank you. If you see them out there, think about next year. Maybe if you're not doing it this year, think about next year doing Day of Caring, because I can tell you from experience, it is a fabulous experience, and it's a lot of fun, and you get a free t-shirt, which is always cool. And they change the colors every year, so you can have a whole wardrobe of Day of Caring t-shirts, just like I have actually now. Also going on right now, it is the first day of the Winter Farmers Market. It's going on till 1 o'clock today right now. It started at 9, going on until 1 o'clock. And it is over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. And it is going every Saturday, more or less. A couple of dates they're not going to do it because of holidays. But other than that, it's going till April this year. And it has started. Go on, check it out. There's lots of cool vendors there. Go to their Facebook page, find out who's there. If you are a vendor and you wish to participate in the Winter Farmers Market, go to wrmoravian.org. And there is a menu there, and click vendors for the Winter's Farmers Market and get all the information you need if you would like to participate. Going on as we speak down in Kellner at the St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8020 South Park Road, they have their Harvest Fest and bake sale going on until 2 o'clock. They have lunch available down there, a barbecue luncheon with some top quality homegrown produce for sale, canned vegetables, homemade soup, baked goods, and much more, home decor and crafts, used book sale. They have a theme basket raffle as well. That's going until 2 o'clock today in Kellner, 8020 South Park Road at the St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church. Go and have some fun, everybody. Enjoy the bake sale and harvest festival going on in Kellner today, plus barbecue luncheon going on as well. Get your lunch and enjoy it, too. I know that's supposed to be cake, but I decided to change it just a little bit. Final opportunity today, everyone. If you're looking for something to do this afternoon, our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, the Silver Foxes are doing their final presentation of the show, Let the Spirit Move You, today at 2 o'clock. It's a matinee showing. $10 is all it costs to get in. You can either buy your tickets at the door and go online at wrctheater.org/tickets, and you can purchase your tickets right there online. Or, like I said, you can stop in and get them at the door as well. There's concessions. There's usually raffles going on. So come on down and enjoy. I'm telling you, these shows are always a lot of fun with the Silver Foxes. Let the spirit move you today at 2 o'clock down at the main stage at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Tonight, the final night of the Spirit Walk over at the Historic Point Boss, going from 6 to 8 p.m. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves in their version of haunted history. It is a guided lantern-lit walk around the Historic Point Boss. $5 for adults. Students are only $2. This is something they do every year and is always a lot of fun. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, we do encourage you to do that. It is on Wakely Road 364 in Nakusa. That is where the Historic Point Boss is located. Go to their Spirit Walk tonight, going from 6 to 8, and I can guarantee you have a very fun time. Someone mentioned theater. I don't know if you did, but I'm mentioning theater because tonight we have the second performance of The Wizard of Oz being put on by the Wisconsin Rapid Public School Junior Theater. That is at the middle school in the auditorium. You can go get your tickets at the door for that. $10 for adults, $5 for children, 18 years of age and under. 7 o'clock is the performance tonight. Tomorrow they're going to wrap up the show with a matinee at 2 o'clock at the Rams Auditorium. Seating is general admission, and so make sure you come in. So you can pick your seats, you can come in a little bit early. They have some raffles they're doing there as well to help pay for the show. And, of course, it's going to be a great performance. Come and enjoy The Wizard of Oz tonight at 7 and tomorrow on Sunday at 2 p.m. Also happening tonight, the next crowned Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen. That's right. That event is being held tonight. And this is for the this is put on, of course, by the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization. And they will be crowning Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen and Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025 this Saturday, of course, at 6 p.m. You are welcome to attend. There is a cost to the tickets. There is a $20 fee per person. Get your tickets right now. You can go to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids website. It's just misswisconsinrapids.org. Go there. You can get your tickets there as well. And it's at the PAC, the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, 1801 16th Street South, over at near Lincoln High School. That is happening tonight. And if you've been paying attention, if you've been listening to Midday Magazine for the last couple of weeks, we've been interviewing all these wonderful young ladies as they tell us what they're looking to do, how they're looking to continue their life, how they continue to go on, and how they want to change the world and all the great initiatives that they have. It's very cool. And hopefully when the new ladies are crowned, they will come in here and James will interview them again for Midday Magazine. If you want to know more about them, just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Midday Magazine, and you will find all of the interviews with these wonderful ladies as they go for Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen and Miss Wisconsin Rapids. Lots going on tonight. Of course, I mentioned the River Kings as well. They, of course, are having their home opener tonight at 7 o'clock and 12 o'clock tomorrow at noon. A special game for their first week here back in action in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's go and support them, everyone, because they're actually celebrating 10 years this year. I don't know if you knew that. They have an anniversary. They've been here for 10 years. That's amazing. And it's great. By the way, we also have an awards coming up in a little bit. Our coach and GM of the River Kings will be getting an award coming up very soon, and we are super excited for him for that. He's only been in the community for a couple of years, but he has made such an impact. We love it. We love Coach Peckman, and we love the River Kings. Go and support them tonight. Go into the game. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. If not, listen on WIRI. We will have all the action for you. Mike Comer on the call tonight for the River Kings. All right, before we get into all the stuff happening this week, including some trick-or-treat times and some other Halloween activities coming up this week as we celebrate the holiday on Thursday, we'll get into that and a few other things as we keep on moving here on Over the Back Fence and WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the number 3-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers hope their improved play on their defensive line can slow down Penn State's offense. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Kickoff set for noon tomorrow. Green Bay with a record of 5-2. Jacksonville just 2-5. NBA, the Bucks with a disappointing 133-122 loss to the Bulls in their season opener in Milwaukee. Chicago able to score on 21 three-point shots. Damian Lillard.
You know, we closed short too many times in that first half. They saw, you know, 1, 2, 3 go in, and then, you know, they just started feeling good about it. And at that point, you know, we started scrambling. You know, the shots just kept going in.
Giannis led Milwaukee with 38 points, but it wasn't enough to keep up in the second half.
They were making shots. They were driving. They were going right. They took advantage of that, so that's why they were able to have 39 points in the third quarter.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 97.5 FM WFHR, we want you to succeed.
Your business or office cleaned. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, or pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cutting, raking leaves? Yep, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning or 459-1475 anytime.
Right Way's best, we do impress.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Seth with you on Over the Back. Oh, I just said that. Over the Back Fence. Yeah, that's where we are. 424-2600 is the number to call. And I want to get those calls in here, everyone. I know it's been almost 4 weeks. Yeah, it's been 4 weeks since we've had this show on the air because of being preempted by Badger football. But let's get back into the swing of things, everyone. Of course, we're not sure yet if we're going to have it next week. We do not know when the Badger game is for against Iowa next week. So I guess we'll have to wait and see for that. Something that's really cool that's happening through Thursday here, everyone. If you want to get in on this, we, of course, would encourage you to do so. The Purple Basil is a restaurant, a caterer around here, and they're doing their third annual Home Meals for Veterans fundraising campaign. This is going to help feed local veterans this November. These are homemade meals for those who are unable to attend Veterans Day celebrations. So every year, the Purple Basil strives to bring a free meal to veterans who can't make it to the celebrations. This year, they're doing it again, and they need your help from now until October 31st. That's Thursday. A portion of our sales will go directly towards providing a meal to our nation's heroes and their spouses. And you can share this with everyone you hear. So you can go and order online, purple-basil.com/homemealsforveterans. Those are all hyphenated. But anyway, just go to purple-basil.com and they'll have more information for you there. Buy a meal, help raise some funds for veterans who cannot participate in Veterans Day celebrations. And we can get a good meal to them on that day. So help out, and it's a very good cause. Plus, you get some fabulous food from Purple Basil. All right, coming up this week, we have some events that we want to highlight for you, including another blood drive. In fact, we have a couple of them, and we'll get to both of them. On Monday, the 28th, from 2 to 7 p.m., we have the next blood drive from the Community Blood Center at the former East Junior High School. Former East Junior High School on Lincoln Street, 311 Lincoln Street. You can call and make an appointment. Those are appreciated. 800-280-4102. That's 800-280-4102. Schedule your appointment there. They do accept walk-ins if they have space for you, but make an appointment and you will be sure to get in. This is going to be held in the cafeteria, so just park on 6th Street in the parking lot and enter through the fieldhouse doors, and then that is how you will get in to donate for this. They do this a couple times every month, and this is your opportunity. If you've if you've given blood and you have the prescribed amount of time, then when you can give again, or you haven't given before, or it's been a really long time, now is the time, everyone. They are desperately in need of blood for here, for the storms down south, for the hurricanes and all that. So make sure you donate some blood today or this week if you are at all able to do so. Very cool event coming up on Monday at 6:30 at Crossview Church. There's going to be a book signing. The book is called Tailspin. The author is John Armbuster. And the hero of the book, the main character, is a man by the name of Eugene Moran. In November 1943, in the skies over Nazi Germany, a wounded American tail gunner, Eugene Moran, lay in the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber. The mangled wreckage plunged 4 miles toward German soil, his parachute shredded by enemy fire. Eugene awaited the inevitable. The cartwheeling tail section slammed into a forest and dropped Gene into the cold ground. He was alive, amazingly alive. Gene fell 4 miles without a parachute and survived. What an amazing, I can't get over it. But his ordeal had just begun. In the next 17 months, Gene would endure some of the worst episodes of the America as an American prisoner of war experienced during occupied Europe, including the infamous Hellship and the European Death March. An amazing story. Meet the author. Get an autographed copy. The book is called Tailspin. The author is John Armbuster. He is going to be at Crossview Church on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Fascinating story. Go and find out more about that. Well, we're heading into concert season here, everyone. The high school is getting ready to do their fall exhibitions, and the first one will be occurring at the Lincoln Performing Arts Center. These are all going to be at the Performing Arts Center at Lincoln High School. The choir concert on this coming Monday at 6:30, the choir will be performing. Then on Tuesday, the orchestra will be doing their Halloween concert at 6 p.m., and then the band concert will not be till November 21st, but we'll let you give you a little bit of lead time on that one. So we've got the choir performing on Monday at 6:30. We have the orchestra performing their Halloween concert on Tuesday at 6. All of this happening at the Lincoln High School Performing Arts Center. It's going to be a very busy place over this week, which is great. It's a fabulous facility, and we do encourage you to enjoy some very good music from Lincoln High School. Another opportunity to give blood, this time in the Nakusa area. This is coming up on Wednesday, the day before Halloween. This is on the 30th. At Nakusa High School, 500 South Cedar Street, they're going from 1 to 6 p.m. That is on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at Nakusa High School, 500 South Cedar Street. from 1 to 6 p.m. If you can't make it in Rapids on Monday, head on down to Nakusa. If you live in Nakusa, it's a great opportunity. This is through the American Red Cross. And, of course, their blood, any blood you donate goes to where it is most needed right now. And, in fact, that is probably going to be down in the southeastern part of the United States and the Atlantic coast, where they've been hit with, of course, all those very powerful hurricanes. So if you're giving blood, that's probably going to go to help them right now. They are very much in need. Be a hero and give some blood. If you're living in Nakusa, do it this Wednesday from 1 to 6 at the high school. Here's a very cool event happening over at the Southwood County YMCA. A good friend, Tiana Hamm. She is a registered dietitian, and she is doing a series of lunch preps, I guess you could say. You learn how to make some new recipes, some very cool recipes. And she's doing it once a month through December. So this coming Wednesday, October 30th, is her next class. Tiana will prepare and serve lunch while talking about how she prepares the meal and the health benefits of the ingredients. This is happening between 11:15 and 12:15 on Wednesday. This is at the Teaching Kitchen in the YMCA. If you are a member of the Y, it's only $15. If you're a non-member, it is only $20. Registration is required, so keep that in mind. Go to swcymca.org to find out if there's any openings still. You can pay for your registration there as well. If you have any questions, you can contact Tiana directly at ham@swcymca.org. That's ham with two M's, H-A-M-M, at swcymca.org. This Wednesday, she is going to be preparing polenta and meatballs. Looks fabulous. I am super hungry already just looking at my, this is amazing. And you should go on the radio hungry. Let me just tell you that. Especially if you're going to talk about food. This, of course, is all happening at the Southwood County YMCA, 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's coming on Wednesday afternoon. Enjoy learning a new recipe and find out about the health benefits of it. All right, looking at what the events are this week at the Lowell Center over in the Centralia Center. Want to give some information about what they're going to be planning this week. On Monday, they have their 1:30 book club. They're going to be looking at the book To a Better Place. On Tuesday, they're going to have a river walk at 8 a.m. And then at 9:45 a.m., Holy Ghost Trip departs. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like fun. It's probably a show they're going to. Anyway, 9:45, that will be departing at the Lowell Center on Tuesday the 29th. On the 30th, there's going to be a game day and Halloween party. They're going to be celebrating Halloween on Wednesday over at the Lowell Center. And once again, they will be having some river walking happening on Halloween on that Thursday at 8 a.m. If you have any more questions of what's going on at the Lowell Center and want more information, you can go ahead and call there, 421-1051. 421-1051. They are at 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite number 3. And that is happening at the Lowell Center. Enjoy, everyone. Have some fun with that. All right, we finally made it. We made it to Halloween, everyone. I want to talk about what is happening. What is the schedule for Halloween? And I got a fun little surprise to talk about as well happening right here at WFHR. But we'll get into that in just a moment. So there's going to be a couple of things happening on at the library on Halloween. This is very cool. There's going to be Trick or Treat at the McMillan Memorial Library on Thursday the 31st from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Show off your costume. There'll be treats for you at each of the service desks as well as in the all-purpose room. There's also a photo booth for you to take pictures of your costume. That is once again at the library, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that is trick-or-treating at the library. Go and check that out, everyone. Also, there's a very cool event happening at the library on Halloween at the Fine Arts Center. We have the Henry Girls in concert. They are a marvelous trio of sisters from Ireland, Karen, Lorna, and Jalene McLaughlin. They are great songwriters and have gorgeous three-part harmonies that come partly from their sisterhood. and the bond that they share, as well as their lengthy musical history. They have a great mix of different sounds of bluegrass, jazz, and country. One of the top folk acts in Ireland. They're going to be at the Fine Arts Center 7 to 9 at the Macmillan Memorial Library on Halloween, on Thursday, everyone. Check out the Facebook page or the website of the library for more information. This is going to be fabulous. We love the live music that we can get here in town. And this is another one of those great concerts. So go check that out on Thursday. It looks very cool. All right, let us talk trick-or-treat times in the area for Thursday coming up on October 31st in Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. That is the official trick-or-treat times for those communities. Once again, Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and the Village and Township of Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday on Halloween. Once again, Vesper and the Village and Township of Rudolph, their trick-or-treat time on Thursday is 4:30 to 6:30. And Pittsville, they have a little bit of extended hours, 4 to 8 on Halloween. That is when Pittsville's trick-or-treat hours are going to be. Now, here at WFHR, we are going to be helping everyone out with a little trick or with some trick or treating atmosphere. So, what we're going to be doing from 4 to 6 on Thursday, the whole staff here has gotten together and we have found some Halloween stories, some Halloween poems, some music. And during that 2 hours, 4 to 6, we are going to be getting you ready for trick or treating. And while you're trick or treating, reading some spooky stories, some classic poems. We've got some fun Halloween music set up as well. That is happening 4 to 6 instead of Midday Magazine and the programming that we usually have from 4 to 6. We're going to be doing a special Halloween broadcast for all you trick-or-treaters out there. Make sure you set your radio to 97.5. Put you in the mood for a fabulous time of trick-or-treating. Make sure you tune in 4 to 6 on Thursday on Halloween right here at 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR as we celebrate Halloween with you. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in. All right, let's take our final break here and we'll look at a few things coming up at the beginning of November and Points Beyond. Lots of stuff to talk about there as this year continues to move, as this hour continues to move here on WFHR. This is Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun, but remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark, and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks, and septic pumping, too. Call Crockett Septic today at 423-0539.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 31. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday, a high of 59. Mostly cloudy Monday, nice day, a high around 66. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a chance of showers, 77.
It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR as we get you in the Halloween mood here. That's right. I can't believe Halloween is already on Thursday. My goodness. My goodness. As we get ready to wrap up the show here, thanks everyone for tuning in today. Let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi there. I've got a push lawnmower and I'm asking $45. My number is
717-867-8601. Yep. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, man. All right. Got for sale a lawnmower. $45, the asking price for that one. 697-8601. 697-8601 is the number to call for that. All right. Looks like you guys saved up for the end of the show here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's one where you sleep out over the cab, and then the bed converts to another, or the table converts to a bed also. I'm asking $200 for it. It's in really good shape for an older model. There's no leaks or stains in the ceiling. It comes with the four jacks. It's a little three-burner stove in there, and a porta potty. It'd be something like for hunting or fishing or something like that, probably $200.
Okay.
It's in really decent shape. My number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
Thank you. I do appreciate the phone call. Thanks for that one. If you're looking 6641. Sorry, I had to write that down. looking for a camper there for sale. Give them a call there. 6641 is the number to call on that one. Thank you so much for the phone calls, everybody. Do appreciate that. I was a little distracted there. Sorry. I was trying to get my calendar ready here to wrap up the show. A couple other things I do want to get into for this coming, the beginning of November, everyone. We do have some stuff happening on the weekend on the way after this this coming weekend, I should say. We have the WIA State Cross Country Meet will be here on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is both the State Boys and Girls Cross Country Championships. So go on down there and root them on. This is at the Ridges Golf Course. That's where it will be taking place at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. So that is a very cool event. Go to the WIAA website for more information if you are interested in attending that. And we have a very cool event, a party that's going to be happening at the Elks Lodge next November 2nd, this coming November 2nd on Saturday. They have a Nightmare Before Christmas party from 5 to 7 p.m. This is a benefit. This is a fundraiser to benefit those in need at Christmas time. A giving tree will be set up in the lodge with tags for suggested gifts. There will also be games and food and costumes are encouraged. This is a family-friendly event that is fun for all. It's happening November 2nd. That's Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. over at the Elks Lodge, 430 West Jackson Street. Go and make someone's Christmas just a little bit better this year and have some fun while you're doing it over with our friends at the Elks Lodge. That's coming up next Saturday on November 2nd. Looking ahead a little bit further, we have some more events that we do want to highlight here, everyone. We have the next Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission is having their 2024 MVP Awards on November 7th at the Bullseye Golf Club from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be music and food, and there's going to be a very cool award ceremony. There's going to be the Lifetime Achievement Award given out, the MVP, the Most Valuable Person Award, and the Rookie of the Year Award, which is very cool. So those will all be given out on Thursday, November 7th at Bullseye Golf Club. Get your tickets today. Go to the website. Go to visit wisrapids.com, and you can get your tickets there for this very cool event, because they are the ones that are putting it on. Sorry, I had to sneeze there. Wow, I almost sneezed into the microphone. That would have been horrible. Also coming up on November 7th, that's going to be a very busy night, everyone. In the Mood, the Glenn Miller Orchestra will be in town. The Glenn Miller Orchestra has been on the road, quote-unquote, longer and more continuously than any other big band ever. They travel over 100,000 miles every year, and they are making a stop this year in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center Thursday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. They're actually having a tie-in on this one, everyone, if you want to do a little dinner before the show. Dinner tickets with the Lake Air Supper Club will be available before the show through the Arts Council. You can choose from three different entrees when tickets are purchased. You're guaranteed to arrive at the pack in plenty of time for the performance. This is actually very cool. I love the tie-in with our good friends over at the Lake Air Supper Club. Dinner tickets are $40, including tax and tip. And the show tickets are $54 for adults, $10 for students, and they're available online 24/7 at savorthearts.com. If you need some assistance, you can visit them in person at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101, or call them at 715-424-2787, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30. So this is another, I mean, who needs, we don't really need to talk about the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I mean, one of the great big bands of all time. They've been around for so long. Please enjoy the show. We do encourage you to do so with all the great stuff that the Arts Council brings into Wisconsin Rapids. Let's support him, everyone. Looking ahead to Sunday, November 10th, there's a Veterans Day spaghetti dinner being held at our good friends over at the VFW, Post 2534, at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. It is a $12 all-you-can-eat dinner. It includes spaghetti, of course, with marinara or meat sauce, Italian bread with garlic butter, assorted dressings and salad, desserts, coffee, milk, of course. There will also be a cash bar with sodas, beer, and wine available. Limited takeout will be available as well. This is in honor of Veterans Day, which, of course, is the next is Monday, the 11th. But as Tom Heiser, a good friend, told us, this is that if they held the spaghetti dinner on Veterans Day, then the veterans wouldn't be able to enjoy the day. They'd be working. So they're doing it the day before. I think this is a fabulous idea. So go support the VFW from 4:30 to 7 on Sunday, November 10th, their Veterans Day spaghetti dinner. Spaghetti dinners are awesome. Make sure you participate in that. Speaking of cool military things, on Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. at the Michelson Hall at UW-Stevens Point at the Noel Fine Arts Center, 1800 Portage Street, there is the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America will be performing for free in a concert called Shades of Blue. Join the U.S. Air Force's Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble to hear a variety of musical styles from big band swing to patriotic selections and more, all performed by American airmen. Free admission, but you do need to get your tickets beforehand. Get free tickets. You just have to go online here. Let's make sure I find the right website. There's too much information here. My goodness. Let's see. Where is the website? Where do you get your tickets? Go to afbandtix.com. That's afbandtix.com. Get your tickets reserved right there. Once again, this is a free show, everyone. You do not have to pay anything, but you do need tickets in order to see the show. This is Sunday, November 10th at 3 p.m. in Stevens Point at the Noel Fine Arts Center, 1800 Portage Street in Stevens Point. One more thing I do want to point out here, everyone. We do have a chili supper coming up. We got spaghetti dinners. We got chili suppers. I love fall. They're the best. This is going to be happening Saturday, November 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. This is the... I think it's the third year we've done this over there. You can get a carryout quart for $8. It is $8 for 13 years and up. It is $4 for 6 to 12 and under 5. It is free at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions, give Heather a call, 715-459-1428. 459-1428 if you have any questions about this chili supper. It's going to be a lot of fun, so please join us for that. All right, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for today. For the events, I do want to touch on quick the schedule for the rest of the day today and tomorrow. We do have the Badger game coming up at 4:30. That's the pregame. 5:30 is the kickoff. That's going to cut into MaxSync Radio a little bit today, so keep that in mind, everyone. Tomorrow, the Polka Show is at 1. We have a brand new director's cut at 5. Well, actually, it's half new director's cut. I think I should be specific about that. That's the director's cut at 5 o'clock. Goes till 6. James and I talk about a fun little macabre topic of some strange things that celebrities were buried with. That's kind of fun. And it's also the 2-year anniversary of Director's Cut. So we go back to that first episode and talk about some fun Halloween movies that you might want to check out this Halloween season. 6 to 8, a brand new Seth Faces the Music. I've got a new holiday show out there. It's going to be a blast. Tune in. It's from 6 to 8. It's going to be fabulous, everyone. And then from 8 to 9, we have Unlabeled. I almost forgot the name of there. We have Unlabeled from 8 to 9 on WFHR. That is our Sunday night lineup. Make sure you tune in for that, everyone. All right. I think that does it. My goodness. I can't believe I made it. We will hopefully see you next week at the same time, everyone. I'm not 100% sure on that because I don't know when the Badger game will be next Saturday. Either way, have a great week out there. As we head into Halloween, I'm going to play something just for fun as we wrap up the week here as we go into Halloween. It's from one of my favorite horror movies of all time, the classic 1931 Dracula. Here's one of the most famous lines from that film. See you along. So long, everybody.
I am Dracula.
Oh, it's really good to see you. I don't know what happened to the driver and my luggage and... Well, and with all this, I thought I was in the wrong place.
I bid you welcome.